Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's hour number two of this live transmission. I'm going to break down the incredible news as the world awakens to the Great Reset and how the globals are behind the COVID-19 lockdown that is a modern weapon of hysteria and fear. John Bowne's got a new report at Band.video. I hope you share it. It's very accurate. It's titled, "The Evil, the Left Will Eat Itself." The problem is they'll eat us along with them. Here is John Bowne's latest report at Band.video.
The left has been a destructive force aimed at the Trump administration and his 72 million supporters since even before the beginning of President Trump's term.
When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, I mean, the Hitlerian background to it.
There was an America first committee. They were infiltrated by the Nazis. Many of them were anti-Semitic. Part of why they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany.
Outside of the Civil War, World War II, and including 9/11, this may be the most cataclysmic event the country's ever seen.
But he's just disgusting to look at. He's obese. He's one of the repulsive physically looking human beings I've ever seen.
Absolutely no morals. Who's a bully, who acts like a bigot and a racist, and is a sexist and a sexual harasser.
The case for impeachment has never been stronger. The evidence never so riveting.
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
There's growing talk, at least, about impeachment.
What is your case for impeachment?
The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry, opening with a bombshell.
We got the bombshell.
A bombshell.
One bombshell after another.
Bombshell after bombshell.
We're bracing for potentially an explosive opening statement.
Explosive leak.
It's explosive testimony.
Explosive.
Truly explosive.
The most explosive thing.
This is a slow motion explosion.
How explosive?
Very explosive.
And I think it will be explosive.
Wow. Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
Really kind of the walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
There is a non-trivial chance that if Donald Trump loses the election, he ends up living out the rest of his days in prison.
But here's the question. Would you like to see President Trump in prison?
Do you want to see the president in prison?
Do you think Trump could end up going to jail?
He could actually face jail time.
Donald Trump could end up in jail.
In prison.
If he ends up in jail, so be it.
You are pathetic.
This president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did.
His ignorance could pose a profound danger to every single person in this country and literally every inhabitant of the planet Earth.
Somebody rushed the stage, but was quickly disabused of going further by the Secret Service.
It comes after that chaos in Chicago, violent clashes between protesters and supporters inside that auditorium. The event abruptly canceled. Hundreds of demonstrators outside too, two police officers injured, and tonight, Donald Trump taking no responsibility for any of it.
They are so obsessed with their psychosis that they can't even let go under the possibility of a Biden win.
Before you leave today, I want you to answer this question for yourselves. Which side of history is my party actually on? Who will fight for thousands of people arrested throughout this summer of protests? Just this week, 45 launched Operation Legend, a grant by the Department of Justice that will provide millions of dollars to hire and deploy hundreds of new police officers to our cities. We just voted against Operation Legend, but that's not enough.
But as the target becomes stealthier and unreachable, one outcome remains clear. Once there is no one left to blame but themselves, the left will eat itself due to its own self-destructive nature.
Election results did little to calm unrest in Portland. Despite a clear win for Democrats in Oregon, the party's Northeast Portland headquarters was vandalized overnight. To be clear, no groups have taken responsibility for the vandalism, but the three-arrow symbol often associated with the anti-fascist movement appears on the building next to the word shame.
You're here in sweatshirts and masks. Why do you wear masks? Why do you cover your faces?
Masks are there for our own safety so we can continue to do this organizing without the fear of fascist or state repression.
Joe Biden will now face their wrath, but even that won't save the left from itself. John Bowne reporting.
Yeah.
is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Monday, November 16th, the year is 2020. We're 65 days out from the inauguration. There's an internal civil war taking place inside the United States between patriots and Americans that want to maintain our sovereignty and election integrity, and those that want to set up a private corporate world government where the United States is only a subsidiary of that system. But I thought we should look at the Great Reset. We should look at who's behind it, because it's the Mount Olympus from which all of this policy and all this planning comes from. And Bill Gates is only one person at that table, but all the terrible things he says about depopulation and getting rid of the family and reducing the population by 80%, that is all the agreed-upon goals of the cult, who claim they're guardians of the planet when they themselves live the most expensive and luxurious lifestyles with carbon footprints thousands of times that of a poor African. And, of course, if you buy into their whole thing that carbon's bad, you've already lost the battle, but it's simply incredible. They know it's not bad. They know it's a way to track and trace and make all human activity an evil thing that they can license. The best way to do this right now is just to show you these headlines and then go back into them. So let's do it this way. The Great Reset trends on Twitter after Justin Trudeau says corona pandemic has provided opportunity. And then he calls for an agenda 2030, which is to give everybody free health care, free houses, free food, free transportation, and merge the third world with the first world. But then the actual policy of Agenda 2030 and COVID is already causing millions to starve to death, hundreds of millions on the verge, they admit. So what they say it does versus what it does is a total inversion as usual. In fact, let's just hear from the Canadian Prime Minister, the man-child, telling you it's Agenda 2030. Now, remember, I first started covering Agenda 21 when I got on air in 1995. And it was an agreement out of Rio de Janeiro. It wasn't codified until a decade later. Never ratified by the U.S., but George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to it. Then, 5 years ago, they signed on to a new pact that the Congress never ratified, but our bureaucracy follows through UNESCO, United Nations Cultural Educational Cultural Organization. And the corporate money from Gates and others is given to you, whether you be governmental or private, if you follow it. So it's its own corporate government. That's why Trump tries to stop the lockdown. He can't, because we've already been absorbed partially. So we're in that twilight where we still have a government. It's under attack. They want to overthrow the police. They want to get rid of the president. They demonize every facet of our government because it has checks and balances. It isn't perfect, because once they get their technocracy in place, they've really worked out the kinks on how to make you poor to control you and totally enslave your ass. Because you're fighting for food all day, you're not going to be worried about them flying above you one of their jet helicopters. So here's Trudeau, total slime bag, anti-free speech, anti-gun, anti-family, sterilized five-year-old boys, Trudeau. Here he is talking about what doesn't exist. Remember the New York Times? Full-page articles 10 years ago. Jones is insane. He says something called Agenda 21 will take over local communities for the UN and destroy families and get rid of economies. They said it didn't exist. That's how dumb they think their readers are. That's how dumb NPR listeners are. They say on there it doesn't exist. Then they pass Agenda 2030. It says you'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. It's the Great Reset. You have the UN version, that's Agenda 2030. Great Reset, that's the corporate version. They're exactly the same thing. Go read both documents. It's like, oh, free everything. Oh, no more poor people. Everything they do causes poor people, but consolidates power to them. So here is what Trudeau just had to say.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Remember what the UN said 2 years ago. They said disease X will hit us within 3 years. It will be caused by climate change, and it will be the reset for everything when things collapse. So he's like, we're going to build back better. We're going to collapse all your businesses, all your schools, all your systems, all your courts, fundamentally destroy everything, make people not work, pay them to not work, put them into debt to us, and never let the lockdown end. Oh, that's never going to end unless you come serve them. You're a special member, then you don't have to wear a mask. And they even said, you take your inoculation, we don't care. The lockdown continues. Fauci said that it never ends. He said the mask never comes off. He said it yesterday. He said, I don't care if you have a shot. I don't care if you have your passport. It's a sign of fear, a sign of dirtiness, a sign of your submission, the sign of the burqa. They envy Islam. So the left merged with it. It's very sick. That's why the president's head scientist, head doctor said, you must rise up. You must. The courts have ruled what these governors are doing is illegal. They're following UN edicts. It's never going to end. And they won't tell you. They won't even tell you that if you just have the right vitamins and minerals and sunlight, you can't even get these viruses. They want you in total fear. So let's continue. He's now up there, just like Klaus Schwab said in his book and in Davos' statements, that, oh, it's never going to end. We just use the virus as a way to shut down inequality and give everybody free stuff. Oh, you mean when I sign my rights away, you give me free stuff, and then the whole economy falls apart, and I starve to death later? They're literally telling you, don't work, don't build, shut down, so everything collapses, and then they're going to build back better, because there won't be any poverty, because you'll be starved to death. The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. Paul Watson wrote about it. He said, one-third of it is transhumanism, merging with machine. The other third is socialism, and the other third is surveillance. And this is to cover up their inflation, cover up their banking scams, cover up their big bubbles with a new big bubble that's a global Marshall Plan, they say. When everybody's in a depression and nobody has a job, and you wake up and they go, oh, COVID caused the depression. COVID caused the starvation. Oh, but the UN and the Davos group and all these leaders, they're going to save us from the depression and the starvation that COVID caused. And the weak-minded Stockholm Syndrome, NPR and CNN lackeys and viewers are so weak-minded, they'll go along with, okay, I'm in a depression now. What do I do now? Well, and then they tell you. And then it just gets so disturbed from there, you got to read it. You have to agree to be sterilized, agree to have your kids go to training just so they can, quote, change gender. They're like, oh, you have 5 years of credits in your card now because your kids aren't going to have kids. I mean, this is making it trendy to go get lined up and shot by the Nazis. And it's all run by Jean-Claude Juncker, the heir to the entire Nazi fortune that set all this up, and Klaus Schwab. I mean, you wonder where the Nazis went. This is them. But the people that created Hitler are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and they're over here. Bill Gates is their man. Hitler was only a spinoff of this. Hitler was like baby Godzilla. This is the real Godzilla, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I spent most of that segment on this. Let me get into the meat and potatoes here. When we come back, I'm going to show you what they said about the Great Reset, how they're using COVID-19 to do it, and where it's all going, and they're just celebrating at the Audubon Society and the Nature Conservancy and all the Sierra Club and Earth First, just like, yeah, you didn't let us have our carbon taxes to shut you down and have a depression, which it would have done. We'll just shut you down and lock you in your house where you can't use the carbon, because it then destroys all that wealth that free energy creates. It's very inexpensive energy. And it, again, puts you back into feudalism, which is the favorite tool. Feudalism that has serfs is the most common form of government until the Renaissance of Christianity 550 years ago and the Magna Carta 805 years ago. So think about all that. This is a revolution against the goodness. The revolution against real liberalism is a counterfeit fascist communist model with meth head devil worshippers as their frontline armies and the mainstream corporate media and the Chi-Com cheering them on. How disgusting. They're the establishment. We're the resistance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day
money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Days ago, but it's one of the top things trending on Twitter. Great Reset. And suddenly all these Democrats and all these globalists are on NPR and BBC and CNN. Oh, COVID's a great opportunity for the Great Reset to help everyone that's been hurt by the lockdown. And we need a global reorganization and new rules and carbon taxes. And we're going to get locked back down for 4 to 6 months, but it's going to be beautiful after. And then by every metric, it'll be an irrevocable global depression that's already happening. It'll just make it 5 times worse. It'll kill tens of millions more people starving to death. Or they just don't make a big deal. You go home, you don't get food, you get sick from a common cold, you die. And they just go bury your ass. And Africa has been rebelling against this. Nigeria has been leading the charge. And so YouTube and Facebook take down accounts of Nigerian accounts that are real people, real hospital heads, going hundreds of thousands of starving to death. This is a nightmare. COVID is an overblown hoax. It's used as an excuse to lock us down. We're not giving IMF World Bank money if we don't stay locked down. But we stay locked down, we go into deeper debt and can't pay off the debts. This is wrong. And so the head of the UN Food Program came out months after I called him out. He said, we need to stop the lockdowns. And the head envoy on COVID said that too. He goes, it is causing millions to starve. Already, hundreds of millions could die. We're not for it. The nation states are bad. They should stop doing the lockdowns. But it was the UN and Fauci and the Chinese at the top that did it. The left hand over there doesn't know what they're doing. So the head of the program is like, it's true. Stop the lockdown. But the United Nations continues. Yeah, Blofeld. In fact, cue up from Russia with Love at the beginning. It's that same scene. Where there's the three Chinese fighting fish. He goes, notice the smart one lets the two hurt each other. One dies, now the other sick and hurt. The other comes in to kill. And here's the thing. The Davos Group admits all this. They are getting fabulously rich. They're all invested in the vaccines. They're all invested in the lockdowns. They're all invested in big tech that's basically doubled its wealth the last 10 months. And now they're saying you're not essential, and Merkel's announcing an endless lockdown, and so's everybody else, but even stronger this time, because you didn't take enough of it. When the tests are made, where almost all of them are false positive, if you've ever had another viral infection or a bacterial infection. They've got them turned up so high that everybody's guilty, and then, oh, you don't just test positive. If the NIH or the National Health Service of the country says with contact tracing, I went to D.C. restaurants. They'd come up and, like, demand phone numbers of everybody. I wouldn't do it. And for contact tracing, you know, keep you safe. And then, oh, somebody in here tested positive. Your phone's in a database now. And, oh, you get a call. You need to go quarantine 14 days. And in the future, everybody's got to have an app to go out for COVID 2.0, COVID 3.0. They've got movies coming out like Songbird, big Hollywood movies, where... You know, it's 2023 and tens of millions have died of COVID and we can't leave our houses. I mean, this is what they're doing. And they're all smiling. Oh, you want to get out of globalism? You want to get out of the New World Order? Oh, you don't want to open your borders up? Oh, you don't want to teach your five-year-old that he's a girl, your five-year-old son? Well, how about we lock your ass down forever? So what does the White House chief scientist say? He goes, you must overthrow it. You must resist it. What's the exact quote? Trump COVID advisor, the only way to stop this is for the people to rise up. Yeah, now you know how real Trump is. You know how surrounded he is. You know that he's been in desperate straits, like I told you, the whole time, barely staying above water. Well, I heard online we're secretly winning. We are. We don't need to get in the game. But now you know you need to get in the game. And so the Trump crowds are even bigger than ever been. Good job, folks. I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll be there tomorrow night. And I'm going to be there on Wednesday and Thursday. Because they're trying to certify it on Thursday illegally. The legislature is trying to demand the governor call an emergency session to look at the fraud. If we get this victory, it's everything. I need that governor's mansion covered now. I don't care if you're in Virginia. I don't care if you're in West Virginia. I don't care if you're in Maryland. I don't care if you're in Kentucky. I don't care if you're Tennessee. I don't care if you're Mississippi, Florida. I don't care if you're in frickin' Hawaii. But especially if you're in Florida, you get your ass to Atlanta, Georgia, to that governor's mansion now. And you surround it because he works with the Clintons. On record, trying to certify this fraud and to certify that they're allowed to count ballots after they came in and were allowed to make this agreement outside of law that violates state law in the legislature. We got a week to plan the close to a million people that showed up in D.C. that police are now saying. It just stretched on for hours. The march been going on for 2-3 hours at its destination, and there were crowds everywhere trying to get to it. The roads were all jammed up. You couldn't even go through it. People asked why I had a phalanx of like 40 security people. We had to have that to just cut through and get where we were going. It was so clogged. Wall to wall like a mosh pit for 3+ miles from Freedom Square all the way up to the Supreme Court. Well, get your ass, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Revere's, now to Florida. You think I want to jump on a plane? You think I want to do all that? You think I want to go down? No, I got to do it. I can't sit here and let these Chi-Com, Obama-backed, New World Order, Islamists, devil-worshipping, Hollywood trash continue to dominate us. They're trying to put us under permanent martial law. You got to rise up now, like the president's head said. His head scientist over the COVID situation. Dr. Scott Atlas, a leading member of the President Trump's coronavirus task force, announced Sunday that the only way this stops is people rise up. That was responding to a decree. That's what dictators do, of a new lockdown of Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Atlas tweeted out a thread that Whitmer's announcement, a graphic made by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services highlighting what would be allowed to reopen. It's basically a total lockdown of all the small businesses and checkpoints and everything else. And these people want power, they want control, and they want you on your damn knees now, and they want your children. Our COVID police state wants to take Thanksgiving and Christmas away, too. Oh, yeah, don't go to Christmas. Don't go to Thanksgiving. You know, even if you're a conservative, be a virtue signaler. Don't do it. No, do it. These people want total control. You're having your whole birthright stolen right now. And I've got all the Great Reset, and I've got all the forced inoculation news. And notice, like I told you, they're like, oh, sorry, the mask never come off. Fauci said forever. You never shake hands again. You never take a mask off again. Then it's not even for a real bioweapon. It's a souped-up cold virus that spreads really easily, so everyone can be guilty, everyone can be tracked, and it reinfects because your body won't even keep antibodies for it because it doesn't see it as a threat. You get something really bad, your body has antibodies forever. But it's the perfect corporate takeover with a domesticated, weak population, with males not being leaders and rolling over to these sickening, evil corporate male leaders and all their female house slave enforcers. It's the same old model they've used before, and it's happening now. All right, we've got the Proud Boys founder and leader coming up next. He witnessed firsthand what happened in D.C. and the degenerate Antifa attacking men, women, and children, and they fought back and mopped the floor with them. One of the most banned groups in the world and great patriots. Straight ahead with what comes next. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Cavachil, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental. fundamental to what you and your body have to have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Scum and calls on DC cops to do your job as Make America Great Again fan kicked in the head and stomped by protesters. We have hundreds of videos of the cowards that didn't attack our close to a million people during the day. Oh yeah, it was huge. We've got the video, band on video that shows it. They would do it at night. They'd wait till families came out of restaurants or anywhere and physically attack women and children. So, truly an exercise in communist tyranny. Hours and hours and hours of the footage. But after they attacked for a while, the Proud Boys went out in the street and literally steamrolled them. We got some of that amazing footage coming up as well. Now, first off, I am burning the candle with both hands physically. I'm really happy to do that. I'm not complaining. This is a historic moment. I'm very thankful to be here. But we do need finances to keep the crews working 18 hours a day and to be able to fly all over the country and have convoys drive around the nation and do everything. And I want to still be here next year into the fight. I don't want to get shut down. And so we need to refill our coffers. We need money. Plus, we've got great products you already need. So take action. Just as important as physically going to Georgia and where they're trying to do a fraudulent certification and getting the legislature to demand the governor to do a emergency legislative session that will expose the illegality of outside the legislature having the Clinton lawyer get the Secretary of State, who's a Clinton operative, to sign off on illegally saying the legislature isn't involved. We can count ballots after they come in. That's been thrown out all over the country, including yesterday in California. A judge ruled what Newsom did was illegal. So this is a big, big deal. And Dershowitz believes, and I believe, Trump will win at the Supreme Court because this is open and shut information. But we have to have pressure on the governor's mansion and on the legislature. We need 5, 10, 20,000 people now. Don't wait. Go to Georgia now. Drive around the Capitol. Go to Atlanta. Honk your horn. Get out. Hold a sign up. Do it now. But separately, what do we have in stock? When I say that all this is overblown, ladies and gentlemen, you can die from any virus. You can die from a common cold if you don't have vitamins and minerals in your body from food that are called essential. So when you see an ad on TV for a box of cereal that says we've added essential vitamins and minerals, that means you can eat this and live. Really, though, most of it's synthetic, so that's not true. But the reason you need clean water, the reason you need high-quality air and sunshine is that's what your body needs, just like you need high-quality vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and things like that. And we have products that are super level, like DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, to clean up your telomeres, to clean out the inside of your cells, to do so much. I have had such a stressful life, I couldn't operate without DNA Force Plus. When I forget to take it, I totally feel it. That sale is about to end. It's the America in Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguises Lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. It has to end by Wednesday or Thursday. I don't have a new sale, but a lot of stuff's selling out. What's back in stock? VasoBeats, amazing for your heart and vascular system. Back in stock, discounted massively, free shipping. Alpha Power, sold out for a year, couldn't get it because of COVID. Some of the patented stuff in it, it's back. It's 50% off, free shipping. Biotrue Selenium, essential for all electrochemical activity. The highest quality you're going to find. 50% off, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion gets you all the vitamins, all the minerals, and amino acids in one powerful punch. It's really tasty fruit punch for children and adults. It's available, selling out very quickly. Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean energy, 50% off, free shipping. All the apparel, $17.76. It's all got to end soon because a lot of it's very, very close to selling out. I want to thank you all for your support and just tell you that you are the reason we're in this fight, and all the great things we're able to do is because of you. So please, again, InfoWarsStore.com, and check out these products and see how great they are for yourself. All right, Enrique Tarrio. Enrique, I just want to get your response to what you witnessed this weekend. I want to then get into some of the videos and what Antifa did and how the media tried to spin it. There were clashes. No, there weren't clashes. When Hitler invaded Poland, he started the war. When the Russians went into Czechoslovakia, they started the war. It's incredible to watch this disinfo, just like they try to suppress the real size of the crowd. So just we'll have you for a few segments. We'll dovetail you into Gavin McInnes, the founder of your group. You're the head of it coming up, and so much more next hour. But, man, I salute you. You guys were so professional. You did such a great job. I had a security team of 14 people. It wasn't enough. We weren't afraid of the Antifa. It was the great fans, hundreds of thousands trying to get at us. They'll crush you like a mosh pit, like it's a rock star on stage. And I love the fans, but it was scary. You guys, we couldn't have done it without you. Amazing job. Give us your overall take on what unfolded and what this was like and where you think this is going.
I mean, just looking at the pictures and the videos from the turnout when people said, oh, there's only going to be a couple thousands of them. And then looking at that, those pictures, did you get an estimate on the crowd size? I haven't been able to like really binge on.
Yeah, we've got a video on Infowars.com. It's on man.video. I've heard the exact headline here. It's in my list over here. And the D.C. police, we had senior ones that we'd hired as security for the last few years. Great guys, same guys Roger Stone used. And they estimated it was as big as Louis Farrakhan's march, that they thought had about 800 to 900,000 people.
Yeah.
And again, so at D.C. police estimate Trump march topped 1 million Bandai video. 1 million. Because, again, it was 3.5 miles long from the march site to the Supreme Court. We looped back. The speeches were still going. Got to the end of the speech. To the end of where the march started again, like a snake eating itself, and there were still people gathering there. So 3.5 miles, wall-to-wall people. What do you make of that?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, after we walked you over to do your speech in front of the Supreme Court, we stood there for a little while, and we were walking back, and as you can see, there was a line still going all the way to Freedom Plaza. The turnout was great. I think this is the message that we wanted to give the nation, that we weren't going to stand by idly, and that we weren't going to stand back either. So during the day, it was beautiful. My worry always came at what happens at night. Even though we did see Antifa and BLM assault Trump supporters during the day, what the Proud Boys witnessed at night was something that I haven't even seen in the streets of Portland. They were assaulting, forget about, we already know that they assault like Trump supporters, but they were assaulting women. They were assaulting children. I wanted to keep my guys out of harm's way as much as possible. We actually finished our march. We went back home. We went to our hotels. I told all my guys to just relax for a little bit. And I sat down to eat dinner. And the plate didn't even touch the table before I got a call that Antifa and BLM had barricaded three of my guys inside a convenience store, and they were throwing fireworks inside the convenience store. So we geared up and we left again, and we roamed the streets all the way through 6 o'clock in the morning. And as you saw in some of these videos, we were attacked, and they regretted attacking the Proud Boys that night. But what we saw there, I've seen crazy stuff in the streets of Portland, but what I saw in D.C. Saturday night was insane.
These were cockroach-like rats finding an old person or children and families to attack. But when they saw you guys, they had five times your numbers. They ran in fear. You guys steamrolled the living hell out of these criminals.
Yeah, and I remember you were coming out to speak. I was talking to Owen. You were coming out to speak, and there was Antifa outside of your hotel throwing fireworks. So immediately we went over there. We cleared out Freedom Plaza. You know, D.C. police did what they could do.
Yeah, let's be clear. They were throwing mortars, big explosive ones at the doors because they heard I was coming out, and they had intel in our hallways. The guys look like vampires with their mask off, totally white, weird black hair. They could all be in a vampire movie. I'm not being mean to white folks, but these are the bad white people. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they look like vampires.
Yes, sir. And we saw them in Freedom Plaza. We cleared them out from Freedom Plaza.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
D.C. on November 14th, 2020. The corporate press is desperately trying to suppress this information. Using deceptive headlines and cropped photos, just as they had done at the 2016 inauguration, mainstream media attempted to deceive the American people and hide the massive magnitude of this historic march. Most of the establishment media refused to show the amazing rooftop shots of the beginning of the rally at Freedom Plaza, where police estimated over 100,000 people met. This shot was taken from the middle of Freedom Plaza at 11:30 before the event even began. Marchers continued to congregate, marched down Pennsylvania Avenue, down Constitution Avenue, to the Supreme Court, where the final protest was held. We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And we are unified. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information. Our crew walked all the way back to Freedom Plaza, where people were still congregating en masse and marching towards the Supreme Court building. Our contacts inside the D.C. police, who we had contracted for security, estimated that this march was bigger than Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. and could have easily topped over 1 million. This information is vital to the future of the Republic, and the establishment corporate media is fighting to suppress it. Only you can take this video and re-upload it everywhere you know and spread it to your friends, your family, your neighbors to get the truth out and save the Republic.
I declare that Donald J. Trump won re-election in 2020!
That was Owen Schroeder saying that there in front of the Supreme Court. He'll be with us in the studio coming up in about 45 minutes. We have, obviously, the founder, the creator of it, Gavin McGinnis, joining us. But I got to say, Enrique Tarrio, who took over Proud Boys just out of sheer need of great leadership, he's done a great job. You're what they fear, just a good man that cares about freedom, that's not scared, that's willing to stand up. All these other men don't want to get involved or don't want to get censored or don't want to have a problem. That's why the globalists and the communists are just walking in and literally taking us over. What made you? Tell folks a little bit about you. We'll play some of the videos about what happened and Trump's response, the media trying to claim it was you guys. How ridiculous, just how cowardly and scumbaggery these Antifa folks are. But just a little bit about you and 1776.shop, and you're just a regular guy that, you know, gets involved because you saw the Proud Boys getting ganged up on. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. I joined early on, and I've always been a Proud Boy. I didn't need to join the Proud Boys to be one. My tenants were always there. My family, I was raised in a very anti-communist home. When Castro's revolutionary forces were taking over the island from the west to the east coast, they ran into this little farm right outside a city that they needed to take. And when that family denied them the use of that farm as an operating base, Che Guevara took the two adult men in that family, pulled them out of their house, put them on their knees, tied their hands behind their back, and shot them in the back of the head. And ever since then, my family has instilled conservative views on me, because they came to this country, they fled that communist hellhole, and like I said, I was born a Proud Boy. So I joined the organization, and after Gavin had to step away, I took the reins of the organization. I've always been an activist, and I think it's important for us to stand up. And this isn't about Proud Boys right now, isn't about physically fighting. It's about inspiring others that you're not alone, that they're not alone, that there's something to fight for.
By the way, Jorge Masvidal has been retweeting you guys and supporting you. You might have to step down if he wants to become the leader, but I just see a lot of men getting pissed off, a lot of Hispanic men especially, getting pissed off at this communist takeover. They see what it is, a threat to everybody's freedom.
Yes, it definitely is, and I want more people to stand up, because it wasn't just Proud Boys that night. It was a whole bunch of patriots that followed us. We were recruiting them as we were walking, and everybody saw the videos. Everybody's seen. I mean, you can see my guys right here in this video where Antifa's trying to use their shield, which I went ahead and I jumped through like I was crowd surfing, and I took out their entire shield wall. But we need to get out. We need to get outside.
And this video is powerful, but there's videos where they attack people. Mm-hmm. You guys just steamroll them and beat the living hell out of them. Some of the videos, and they're running and crying for mommy, even though they attacked first.
We didn't need any weapons. We don't carry any weapons. I got stabbed in D.C. about a week and a half ago.
Oh, and I forgot that part. We also have them pulling switchblades on you guys and getting their asses kicked.
Yes, they did. Well, it didn't happen this week, huh? They sure tried. They pull out the switchblades, all sorts of weapons.
Oh, you must have missed the footage. One Black Lives Matter pulls out a switchblade and gets their ass kicked. You haven't seen that video?
You could see me here. You could see me here in this shot right here, doing this guy a favor, mercy, because he gets let go here, and his face was full of blood, and he tried to attack somebody else. And then after they took him down, I was holding off so the police can come and pick him up right after this part. But this was all night. We did this from like 6 o'clock at night all the way to 6 a.m. We did this for 12 hours besides just the regular march. We were out on the streets in 12 hours. And you can see me here on this video with a yellow patch on my back. You know, when a man's down, I don't want to keep attacking him.
These are people that attack women and children, and then as soon as you let them up, they attack somebody else.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, once they assault somebody, I think a good some broken ribs will teach them.
He did. Definitely something was broken, but I wanted to hold him down so the police can take over. Metro Police did as much as they could. Remember, the mayor, the Democratic mayor, has their hands tied and didn't let them do much, but they did.
Let me just say this. Why do conservatives, they can be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, are like 10 times tougher than an Antifa? I mean, these people are scum. They're perfect bullies. They're perfect cowards. They're perfect villains. And they know that you just destroy them. But what is the difference?
Because it's right here, Alex. It's in our hearts. Like we believe this. They don't believe in what they're preaching. So there comes this passion for what we do and this anger for beating women and children that comes out of us. It's just natural. It's natural. It's primal what we have. And just like my guys are if they say that there's stupidity and. And I think that there's somewhat true because they could just be home. They could just be home with their families, you know, being safe.
And we want to be home with our families, but we know, like that little farm where they killed the men in Cuba, we're coming to our house. We're not going to wait till they come to our house. They keep pushing it. We're coming for them.
We're going to keep coming. You're probably going to see more of the Proud Boys out there. I'm traveling this week all over the country, attending some of these Stop the Steal rallies, along with my guys. And our thing is defense. We're not going to let people get assaulted. It's not a thing, and we will defend this country.
Let me say this: when we got to the Supreme Court, the march was 2 hours from completing. It was still behind us for 3 miles. We had about 200,000 people at first, the police estimated, at the Supreme Court. There were like 15 Antifa looking at us in fear behind the police line with a sign saying, beat up Proud Boys, beat up Trump supporters. And they looked so scared with their little mask off. It's pathetic.
They failed. They failed miserably that night. And again, it's a passion in our hearts that we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let them assault women and children anymore. It's not a thing. We've never let them assault women and children, as a matter of fact. Nothing's changed for the Proud Boys. We've been the same Proud Boys for 4 years. Now, thanks to Joe Biden, a lot more people know who we are. We had so much support out there, Alex. I mean, we could have...
Oh, brother, I think their demonization and persecution of you guys only made you bigger. It gave you that aura now, which you deserve. It's beautiful. I think you guys should become a big national. I think you should have a chapter in the smallest towns, biggest cities.
Here I am chanting right there on that video, getting the guys pumped up. And we walked around the streets of D.C. We cleared out.
And not just guys. You had some women in there kicking ass, too.
Yes, as you can see in the yellow sweatshirt, that's Tara LaRosa, MMA champion, was with us. We cleared out Freedom Plaza 2 times. We cleared out Black Lives Matter Plaza, and we cleaned the streets of D.C. for an entire night. And Sunday afternoon, we handed back the keys over to Mayor Bowser because we owned that city that night.
Well, it brings tears to my eyes, Enrique. I'm not lying because I'm so sick of laying down. It feels so good to see people standing up.
Yeah, and I hope I hope all of us, including you guys, because you guys did an amazing job there. I hope we're inspiring the next generation of Americans to stand up and take their country back.
Well, I agree. There won't be a generation if we don't win this fight. It's all coming to a head. Enrique, stay there. I want to tell you, I talked to the White House, everybody. Georgia's the battle. Need everybody to go to Georgia tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.